This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's government decided Tuesday to start releasing massive amounts of treated radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. It's an option fiercely opposed by local fishermen and residents. The decision, long speculated but delayed for years due to safety concerns and protests, came at a meeting of cabinet members who endorsed the ocean release as the best option. The accumulating water has been stored in tanks at the Fukushima plant since 2011, when a massive earthquake and tsunami damaged its reactors and their cooling water became contaminated and began leaking. The attack on Iran's Natanz nuclear facility is casting a major shadow over Tuesday's resumption of indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran over resurrection of the international accord limiting Iran's nuclear program. And neither Iran nor the U.S. say the incident will crater the negotiations, but the attack and the destruction of a significant amount of Iran's uranium enrichment capability add uncertainty to the discussions in Vienna. The attack gives both sides reason to harden their positions, yet each has incentives to keep the talks on track. Iran wants Washington to lift sanctions that have contributed to damaging its economy, including measures not released to its nuclear program. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House said Monday that it's concerned about Russia's increasing aggression on the Ukraine border and that this will be a subject of between senior U.S. and NATO officials this week. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the United States has been watching it over the course of the weekend, the increasing aggression of Russian forces on the border. She said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are in Brussels this weekend. She's sure this will be a topic of discussion. She said U.S. officials are in contact with Ukrainian officials as well. In the wake of another deadly shooting of a black man, this time in Memphis suburbs, a retired police officer who now trains other police says officers across the country need more training, especially in the use of force and how to prevent incidents from getting out of hand. Get more details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
During a traffic stop Sunday in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, 20-year-old motorist Dante Wright began scuffling with officers, leading one to pull what she thought was her taser. That from her body cam. Retired California police officer Rick Serrato, who now trains other police, says forget the fact that a taser doesn't look, feel, or weigh like a handgun. The incident should have never reached that point.
There's not enough training placed on escalation of force and how to deal with situations and how to handle situations rather than to jump to deadly force.
Experts agree mistaking a handgun for a taser is a real but very rare occurrence, probably less than once a year across the country. I'm Tim McGuire.
Prosecutors' case against former officer Derek Chauvin drew toward a close Monday with tender memories from George Floyd's younger brother, along with another look at the harrowing video and testimony from a use of force expert who said no reasonable officer would have done what Chauvin did. Seth Stoughton, a professor at the University of South Carolina School of Law, judged Chauvin's actions against what a reasonable police officer in the same situation would have done and repeatedly found that Chauvin did not meet the test. Authorities say a student at a Tennessee high school fired at officers and was killed by police. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rouse said at a news conference Monday that police responded to a report of a possible gunman via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.